You're about to take the flight of a lifetime. Sorry, what was that, Missy? Our fellow time travellers are children. Not ravens, like you. Oh, my mistake. How embarrassing. In that case, forget the insects. Missy has plenty, and to be honest, she's probably eaten quite enough already. Instead, dear listeners, a sandwich and a couple of biscuits should do you nicely. Now, come with us. Right this way, please. Hop into our terrific teleporter, our marvellous machine, our clever contraption, our whooshing wonder. Well, excuse me, Missy. I was just trying to set the scene a little. Build the anticipation. Stoke the imaginative fires. Oh, Missy, you are cheeky. That's one word for it, at least. Okay. I concede your point. Children are very busy creatures, and I certainly don't want to be wasting anyone's time. So let's get down to business and get on our way. Hold tight, everyone. We're about to take off. And would you look at that, Missy? There it is! Gorgeous Greece! Yes! Mountains, and ocean. It is stunning, isn't it? This beautiful mountain-covered country is bordered by oceans to the east, south, and west, and there are lots and lots of islands all along the coast, too. Excellent spotting, Missy. There are peninsulas as well. Do you recall what a peninsula is? Quite right. You really are the cleverest raven I've ever had the pleasure of travelling through time with. A peninsula is a bit of land that is nearly an island. It's almost completely surrounded by water, but unlike an island, it's still connected to the mainland. Speaking of islands, here in Greece, there are around 2,000, and 170 have humans living on them. Yes, they are exquisite, as is that sparkling blue sea. It's very tempting to find a spot in the shade to lie down and maybe have a quick nap. But no, Missy, we must remember why we're here. We can take a holiday another time. Today, we are on important business to learn as much as we can about ancient Greece. And that means we've travelled thousands of years into the past. Indeed, it's a very long time ago and a very exciting time and place at that. Ancient Greece was home to philosophers, artists, architects, athletes, actors, warriors, and writers. So there is much to find out. Did you know, Missy, that Greece is actually called Hellas in the Greek language? Its people are Hellenes. Greece is just what we call it in English. I know. The two words don't sound anything alike, do they? In fact, the English word Greece actually comes from the Latin language. Well, when some ancient Greek people went and lived in Italy back in the 9th century BCE, the Latin-speaking Italians called them Grecians. The name stuck, and the country eventually became Greece in English. BCE? Oh, it stands for Before Common Era, and it's a way of dating calendar years. We live in what's called the Common Era, or CE, which began with the birth of Jesus Christ. We count the years in the Common Era forwards from 1. So, for example, the year 2025 is 2,025 years after the birth of Christ. But the years before Common Era, or BCE, are counted backwards from 1. So the year 200 BCE is 200 years before Christ, which means it actually happened a century after the year 300 BCE. Yes, I agree. It muddles me up a bit too. The main thing to remember when we're talking about BCE is that the bigger the number of the year, the longer ago it is. And if you want to work out exactly how long ago it was, you just need to remember to also add all the thousands of years of the Common Era to it. Ooh, excuse me. All this talk of time is reminding me how long it's been since I had breakfast. It must be tea o'clock. Time for a quick cut.